David Clark, 14 or 15,000 people storming your border is an invasion. By Robert Krajicek on October 26, 2018. David Clark, former Milwaukee sheriff and current spokesperson for America First Action, told Breitbart News that a migrant caravan approaching the U.S. is an invasion. He offered his remarks in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with Breitbart News deputy political editor Amanda House. Clark said, "I want to thank the president for remaining firm on protecting the southern border from this trespassing. This is an invasion of the United States." Illegal immigration has boiled to the top of issues going into the midterms. It will remain a top issue. Listen. Clark added, "This is really the result of Congress not acting on our broken immigration system. The president does have some options. He's weighing those options right now, and talking with his advisors. He'll come up with something to deal with this influx." Clark continued, "There's no way the border can handle an influx of 14 or 15,000 people at one time. Keep in mind that this thing started out in Honduras with about 1,500 people. Now it's up anywhere between 8 and 15,000. Clark concluded, "This is a national security threat. And the president has, under the Constitution and the Federal Code, the authority to do certain things when a national threat emergency presents itself, and that's what he's looking at here." House noted how some of the caravanning migrants described their travels as economically motivated. Clark said Democrats and leftists support endless migration to the U.S. "They support open borders," said Clark. "They support lawlessness. People who come here looking for work, there's a proper way to do what." Clark noted how asylum claims should be submitted within the first safe country entered by asylum-seeking migrants. "I'm not an expert on asylum rules, but I know something about it," remarked Clark. "The way asylum rules work is that you claim asylum in the first country you reach outside of your own. That would have been Guatemala. They also could have gone south, they could have gone to Costa Rica, or Nicaragua. When they got into Mexico, they could have stopped there." Clark went on, "Them heading to the United States is a violation of the spirit of the asylum rules. They do not have a right to come into the United States. The only people with a right to come into the United States are American citizens and those who have been processed and accepted." Clark said, "Americans are against this invasion. 14 or 15,000 people storming your border is an invasion." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.